So, we made it. Tomorrow is Christmas. Amen? Amen. We're going to read the Christmas story this morning from Matthew. We're going to read his take on Jesus' birth. And I'm really sorry. It's a good thing the choir sang, because there is no angels and no shepherds in the version. There's not going to be any angelic singing in Matthew's version of the birth narrative. There's no songs coming down from heaven, because in this version, one of the key characters is Joseph. If you didn't know, Joseph is a well-known character in this play, but he actually never has a line. He never gets to say anything. Let's read from Matthew right now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah, chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do so, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. There's a story that is told about a play at a Christian school. This is true. This really happened. And I can testify to the fact that I would have loved to have been there. What happened is all the little boys, but especially this one little boy, wanted to play the part of Joseph in the play. I really have no idea why anyone would want to be Joseph, because as I told you, he doesn't actually get to say anything. In the Bible, he never has a line, but this little boy had his heart set on Joseph, and sure enough, he was chosen to be the innkeeper and not Joseph. And so in his little devious mind, he began plotting his revenge. What would he do in order to have his revenge, since he didn't get to be Joseph? The night of the play came, and he was the innkeeper, you know, so he was lined up at the door. He's waiting for the knock at the door, and there's a knock. And he opened the door, and Joseph said to him, "Well, we'd like to have a room for the night." And there was a long pause, and then the innkeeper blasted the doors wide open and said, "Come on in, we've got plenty of room." Well, you know, everyone was thinking the play is ruined. Joseph and Mary were totally stunned. I guess everyone could see it on their face. And then after a long moment, Joseph was standing outside the door, and he kind of looked around like this. And he said, "No wife of mine is going to stay in a dump like this. Let's go out to the barn." And save the day, right? Save the play. "No wife of mine is going to stay in a dump like this." So, I was thinking a lot about Joseph, and my son John and I went to see the movie The Star around Thanksgiving. I don't know if you've seen that. It's going to be one that people will watch every Christmas. Joseph has a beautiful role in that film. The animals, everyone talks in the film. Joseph got to talk a lot in the film. But he had a beautiful heart. He was welcoming, open, loving. The Joseph character in The Star was just wonderful. And John and I both would highly recommend that movie to you. But in the Bible, Joseph never gets to say anything. There was a book that was written several years ago called The Forgotten Man of Christmas. It was, of course, was about Joseph. And one of the things that I've always remembered is from that book, this Joseph in our story is not even the most well-known Joseph in the Bible. That's, you know, the one in Genesis with the coat. In spite of the fact that Joseph didn't get to speak in the Bible, he is central to the story Matthew wants to tell you, though. It begins at the very beginning with this genealogy that comes right before what we read today. It begins with Abraham, who we're told in 2 Samuel had a covenant with God that his descendants would bring forth the Messiah who would come to deliver the people. And we can see, actually, if you had your really big glasses, I'm sorry, I didn't take time to type it up so I could blow it up for you. That's a picture that I copied. But you can see Joseph, the husband of Mary by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Maybe this is why Joseph plays such a central role in Matthew's birth narrative, because he wants to connect Jesus to the tradition that all the Jews had grown up with. But that's not the only reason. We can see in this text that Joseph is a wonderful example for all men and women. Mary is too in the text in the Bible. A wonderful example of a faithful follower of God who heard and acted and believed. Think about it this way. How many of you ever thought you had everything all planned out in your life? I know what tomorrow will bring. Just as soon as you think that, you know, you get a crowbar thrown into your cattywampus kind of thing. Think about Joseph. He had everything planned out. He had this arranged marriage. He was going to grow up and have a pretty normal life. Maybe he wasn't, you know, going to get married for love, because back then the way they did it was these arranged marriages. But when we listen to our text today, it seems clear that he had some affection for Mary. When she told him, when he found out that she was with child, it was his right to have had her stoned and killed. But Joseph the just says, no, I'm going to dismiss her quietly. And I love this part. This is the very first time that I know of in the Bible where when the angel shows up, it's always a scary thing. This is the first time when it's really not a scary thing. The angel shows up, it's going to be bad news. But here, Joseph is not afraid of this angel speaking to him in a dream. He hears, and his strong faith and obedience follow. And I think about this story, and I have to ask myself, could I follow God as faithfully as Joseph did? Could I follow God that faithfully? I think it's safe to say that God took great care in choosing the parents of Jesus. Mary and Joseph, they were so tuned in to God that when they heard, they believed and they obeyed. The faith of Mary and Joseph blows me away every time I hear this story. It's very remarkable. In every way, in every story we hear about them in the Bible, they are presented a choice, and Joseph and Mary both could have easily refused the roles that God had planned for them in this big play, in this unfolding drama of our salvation. But they did not. They said yes, and they followed God all the way to Bethlehem. And the question for us to think about today is this: will you and I love and follow God wherever we are asked to go? Can we follow God wherever we are asked to go? Amen? Amen. We come to the time of invitation in our service. We're going to sing Once in Royal David City. It's hymn number 165. And I invite you all to think about that very question. Will you follow wherever God is leading you? Stand with us now as we sing together.